Hello, I'm American Free Press roving editor Mark Anderson. We're at Bilderberg 2013, following in the tradition of Jim Tucker, the noted Bilderberg hound and sleuth for over a quarter of a century. But we're taking things to a new level at AFP. I'm with former Congressman Jim Traficant, and he's going to tell you about a new approach to Bilderberg that could very well bear fruit. Go ahead, Jim.
Well, I'd like to start out by saying that I was the congressman that years ago brought back John Demjanjuk from Israel. If you recall, Demjanjuk was the Cleveland auto worker who was tried and convicted as being Ivan the Terrible, responsible for the death and extermination of 1 million Jews at the Treblinka concentration camp. I undertook an investigation for the family and through a Freedom of Information Act program was able to acquire the information that led Israel to turn him loose before he was executed, and I brought him home on an LL flight. The point I'd like to make in starting out this interview is what Jim Tucker and Willis Cardo did with the American Free Press for years went unnoticed. Now you'll have maybe 1,000 people here today and one of the best roving reporters in the country in Mark Anderson, I mean that. But we could have got 5,000 Ukrainians from Cleveland or around the country and picketed the United States Justice Department, and John Demjanjuk would have been put to death in Israel. You've got to go beyond that. You have to secure evidence. We're announcing that me, Jim Traficant, in conjunction with the American Free Press, will be servicing on the United States government only a broad-based Freedom of Information Act inquiry into the activities of Bilderberg in the following fashion. Is there any money budgeted in any account, or has there been any expenditure of dollars that have gone in any way in subsidizing any of the last six Bilderberg conferences? The reason for that is two of these last six conferences were in the United States of America. But any money that, for example, that has gone into the United Kingdom from the United States to subsidize any travel or whatnot would be fair game as well. Second of all, there's a law in the books in the United States called the Logan Act. And American politicians are prohibited from discussing matters of state unless they have certain authorization. We want to know if this is a laissez-faire social group, or if there is some dynamism from it that affects policy and agenda of respective nations. We're serving this on every department, and it may sound funny. You say, why are you also going to service the Department of Agriculture, Department of Housing and Urban Development? Governments have a way of putting little slush funds in to do things. And you could go ahead and FOIA and request FBI, IRS, Justice, State Department. They don't know anything about it, because it's true. Maybe the money somewhere else. So it would be broad-based and service. But in addition, we have directed an inquiry specifically at Friends of American Pictures Incorporated and Friends of Bilderberg, two non-exempt tax status charitable trusts out of New York City, handled by the James A. Johnson Company. We've included them in the FOIA for any participatory activity with our federal government and this organization, who has claimed to have raised funds through a charitable trust type of activity. We want to know where the money's coming from, and if they've done nothing wrong, listen, we're not accusing them. If they're solving world peace, that's great. But our opinion, in my investigation so far, is more than half of these people are bankers, and this is an international banking money program who's getting the trend and the feel around the world, and it's about money. And I think they're rubbing shoulders with the shakers and bakers, and it's for that purpose. So we're just trying to do is see if there's been any money going in here. If there is, we want to bring it to light. And if so, where's the accompanying documentation and reports to our government? So that's basically where we are. I think it's very significant. Keep in mind, you can protest that every year, and it's been protested every year. We've never really gotten their kitchen. We're trying to go that step further. I'm recommending to every country, knowing that Portugal is one country here, that look at the availability and access of laws in your own country to pursue the same type of agenda. Look and see if your country has put any money into Bilderberg, tax dollars, that is. So talking about it don't make much sense. We would have talked about the Demjanjuk case for years. He'd have been put to death. So I want you to imagine, in closing, a fellow who convicted for mass murder as the infamous Ivan the Terrible, who's on death row, And the congressman brings him home. The Israeli Supreme Court let him go. Why? Because our Freedom of Information Act request was completely denied because the Demenia case was classified. So they were able to get around it. But we found one person who was tried at Treblinka by the name of Fyodor Fedorenko. And I FOIA'd Fedorenko. And bingo. I got all the documents that our Justice Department had. They knew this guy wasn't even Ivan. You talk about a shame. So think now. They're very sophisticated. They're very smart. We want to know who's behind it. We want to know if there's tax dollars involved. And you've got to be sharp and you've got to go at them. And it's got to be a surgical strike. We think we're there. And we think what type of work that Mark's doing. Pete Papa Heracles, also a senior correspondent, American Free Press, part of the investigation. So we're the investigation arm. He's the press arm. And we're proud of the work he's done, taking over here from Jim Tucker. We're so proud of Jim.
Thanks, Jim Traficant, the other big Jim in the Bilderberg investigation. I would add that last year AFP reported on the 990 form of these private groups that take donations from some of the Bilderberg participants to fund their operations. So this is an excellent way to follow up on that, a 1-2 punch, and we'll see where it goes. Thanks for watching wherever you're viewing this. We'll see you next time.
Thank you. Jim, what's your opinion on that up there we're seeing the formation of a shadow world government?
I'm not so sure it's a shadow government. My own opinion from the investigation so far. As a congressman, I never got too much involved. I had a lot of other things on my plate. You don't do all and everything. And I heard about Bilderberg. I followed Jim Tucker, and I think Jim Tucker brought Bilderberg to the attention of the world, and look what it's ended up in now. And now we're looking at it and say, who are you? What are you doing? Why are you doing it? And that's legitimate to ask. I'm not accusing them of anything, but I looked over a period of years at the membership of these conferences. I think they're very top-heavy with the most powerful and wealthiest bankers in the world. And I think it's nothing more than these bankers looking for megatrends, where things are going, what's happening in respective countries as far as their portfolios are concerned. I think it's a business move, yeah. And I think the diversion is to bring in the peace and the science people. I don't think, you know, they're talking about it. I don't think they're interested in the anti-Americanism that they first talked about that was existing in Western Europe. I don't think they really care about that. But I think in the mid-50s, I think most of the Western Europe was satisfied that America helped save Western Europe. So I don't trust what they're doing, but I think it's these bankers. I think they're smart. They're rubbing shoulders with future presidents, prime ministers, finance ministers. Keep in mind, if they're not bankers, how many represent the finance apparatus of these respective countries? And what better way to get information? It's informal and it's secretive. And by the way, if no one can listen to us and if we don't have to publish anything, none of you people can in fact take fodder with their comments. You ever hear anything like that? Look, if there's public money involved, you should be standing inside watching this damn thing, and they should be more or less not transparent. It should be perhaps open to the public for what they're doing. So I think these bankers have a banking conference in secret, getting all the personal little details, certainly financial, that concerns them. And I don't know how the hell they're getting away with it, frankly.
Yes, I agree with you.
So maybe it will come to a halt. I'll say this, the little bit I've been involved, they now have a website. A few short years ago, they denied their existence. They're getting worried. Now, we have announced at American Free Press on an editor's roundtable almost 10 days ago that we were going to proceed with a surgical inquiry, a legal surgical inquiry. Since then, they not only have opened up through a website, they sort of justified why they're secretive and why they do things, and even give us some information about how and where their money comes from.
But you just wrote me.
From a group that denied existence to now justifying their existence, I think they've gone the full gambit, and I credit you, and I really credit Jim Tucker now being cared for by Mark Anderson,
bringing this all about. Now with Alex and other people from around the globe, look what's happened. They've got a spotlight on them.
Jim, I think this is the first one where they've allowed public protest. Is that correct? David Icke and Alex Jones were here yesterday. Would you agree with them that this could be a turning point? This could be the Bilderberg that turns...
I think they recognize that their game of exclusivity has come to an end, and they're going to have to look at the element of accountability like any other fringe government activity. Look, when you have people representing government
get over there.
Involved with banking apparatus, you're looking at something different. Now, when you see Federal Reserve Board chairman, when you see the major banks of the world, when you see the banks from respective nations, you see the political figures from those respective nations, they're all rubbing shoulders. What would be the reason for such a conference? Other than the banks want to know what the hell is going on.
We do the same thing.
It looks like war over there. See, now some of the protesters here believe they're behind the war, they set the war. Quite frankly, I don't think that. I think they're looking for what's going to happen and how do we participate financially? How do we make the damn money out of this? I think we're looking at a money apparatus that uses all of these other scientists and educators from Harvard as the diversionary tactic to make it look like a broad-based help the world type of program. I don't think so. I think it's a banking program, and I think it's predicated on their growth and their money situation.
Do you think given that countries are indebted to the central banking system, which is kind of a private enterprise in itself, which includes some of those members up there, do you think that gives them any leverage over governments?
Well, what was the old saying? You know, we don't care who runs the country if we handle the money. Think about that. Why, in a remote secretive operation with so much activity, would Federal Reserve Chairman spend 3 or 4 days, prime ministers, royalty, who would be strong enough to pull them together? So in looking at it, American Free Press, our group, we looked at it and we believe the common denominator is the bank. We believe the bankers put this together, and we believe that, hey, I don't know if I should be discussing this at this point because we're not taking off on it, but did you know that several weeks before Bilderberg, Google, the big internet giant, had their conference here, and they had security, and they vacated the entire hotel. And one of the issues is the sticky issue of taxation with the United Kingdom.